Chatter, the voice in our head, why it matters, and how to harness it, by Ethan Cross. A summary. This is a summary of Ethan Cross's Chatter, the voice in our head, why it matters, and how to harness it. How our mind works. Where is the source of our inner voice? 1/3 to 1/2 of our waking hours we spend living everywhere but in the present. Every now and again, our brain uploads memories and puzzles us with imagined scenarios, attacks us with worries, and forces us to imagine the future, both near and far. And all this mind activity is accompanied by endless thinking. The voice in our head gives us advice, warns, threatens, bothers us, and we begin thinking about past arguments or those that have yet to occur. All this is really tiring, even exhausting. So much so that you want to force our inner interlocutor to shut up completely, if not stay quiet at least for a while. But these thoughts come to mind anyway, sometimes in droves. We spend a huge part of our life in our own mind. You, of course, won't be able to stop all this chatter. And the good news is you don't have to. Our mind's ability to wander about, peeking both into the past and future, is a huge evolutional advantage that allows people to teach and learn, to tell stories, plan, dream, and avoid danger. Fortunately, nature has also provided us ways of making our flow of thoughts much more efficient and balanced. Let's take a look at how our mind is organized. One of its most important parts is memory, which is the ability to accumulate, filter, and store terabytes of information that allows us to navigate our way around in the world. How our memory operates is tightly connected with our language abilities. If we perceive information in audio and speech format, our brain is able to retain it by talking things through with itself. Such a mechanism starts developing in early childhood. Language development occurs simultaneously with the emotional development. An example being how talking out loud helps small children develop self-control. Parents and their interaction with children play an essential role in the maturing of a child's inner voice. Whether they intend to or not, they teach their kids behavioral models and reactions to what surrounds them, including the verbal cues. As the inner voice grows stronger over the years, it plays a key role.